Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Littleton. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bo Diaz. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Charbonneau. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dave Rosello. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jerry Dibzinski. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Waits. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Trout. And now, play ball. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Littleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur takes first base on ball four. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bannister who is chasing the ball. Bernazard reaches third base with a triple. LaFleur goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waits fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bernazard scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a fly ball into left field. Charbonneau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines takes first base on ball four. Morrison moves to second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waits fields it and throws to third for the out. Baines moves to second. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dibzinski. Baines scores. Squires moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Squires scores. Almon moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to second for the out. Almon moves to third. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Almon scores. Bernazard moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Lozinski hits a fly ball into center field. Littleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morrison. The throw from Diaz and he is safe. Morrison steals second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baines is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Charbonneau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Littleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Littleton hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrove is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hara hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-1 in the game. Almon hits a fly ball into right field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Diaz and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rosello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0-for-1 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 0-for-1 in the game. Charbonneau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rosello hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Luzinski hits a pop-up towards short. Dibzinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops it up and throws to first, with weights covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Morrison is hit by the pitch. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morrison moves to third. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 2 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waits fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Littleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Littleton takes first base on ball 4. Bannister moves to second. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 2 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Trout. Bannister scores. Littleton moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-2, White Sox. Lamar Hoyt now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Littleton scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone is 0 for 2 in the game. Almone hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Diaz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a pop-up towards short. Dibzinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Diaz and he is safe. Bernazard steals second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Fisk is walked intentionally. Dan Spillner now pitching. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 3 in the game. Lozinski takes first base on ball 4. Bernazard moves to third. Fisk moves to second. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bernazard scores. Fisk moves to third. Lozinski moves to second. It's 6-3, White Sox. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 3 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nordhagen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 2 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 0 for 2 in the game. Charbonneau hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Dwayne Kuiper pinch hits for Dave Rosello. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Jerry Dibzinski. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Horta moves to second. Pat Kelly pinch hits for Larry Littleton. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper now playing second base. Jorge Horton now playing right field. Alan Bannister now playing shortstop. Rick Manning now playing center fly. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baines hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-3 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-3 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Hoyt covering, for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hera hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-3 in the game. Almon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Spillner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Almon moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Bernazard bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Almon moves to third. LaFleur moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Charbonneau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Almon tags and scores. One out. It's 7-4, White Sox. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Luzinski takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 4 in the game. Nordhagen strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Morrison hits a fly ball into right field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Kuhns now playing left field. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 3 in the game. Diaz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Charbonneau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. Diaz moves to second. 1 out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.